More rains and flooding are likely to complicate aid responses in Pakistan. North Korea silences another underground church. And what do play and outreach have in common? We'll tell you in these stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. A fifth of Pakistan is struggling with massive flooding, and more rain is on the way. The scale of the crisis threatens to derail the country's stability. Aid is trickling in, but because of the scope of the disaster, there are millions who've received little or nothing. Ahmed is a partner working with Global Aid Network to address the crisis. He spoke to us from Islamabad, Pakistan.
Our most need is the food and shelter. There's no timely food, just one meal a day. Without water, people, they are subjected to drink that dirty and polluted water in most of the flood-affected areas.
Their team of 30 is ready to go. They're gathering food and organizing a medical missions team.
When we reach them with the love of Christ, and they are astonished, what force behind you, who brings you here to serve us in difficult areas? Then we share that it is the love of Christ which forces us to come to you.
You can help. Our website will point the way. Next, Voice of the Martyrs Canada just released another report revealing the North Korean government executed three leaders of an underground house church and jailed 20 others. Several other sources have independently confirmed what happened, although the health status of the 20 believers in prison camp number 15 is unknown. The government often tries to force Christians to renounce their faith by torturing them. Please pray for the believers in North Korea who follow Christ at a great risk. You're listening to Mission Network News. Compelled by the vast number of orphans and vulnerable children in Uganda, Russ and Marsha Bao with Every Child Ministries adopted their Ugandan son, Joseph. But Russ says they wanted to help many more children.
Our desire is to work with these children to restore them to health and then work with the families and the churches to re-enter these children into Ugandan homes, hopefully their own biological family or a church family that might step forward and foster to adopt.
Once they begin their ministry in January of 2011, they'll call it The Way Home because
Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And these children and their families need to know that. They also need a physical home as well as a spiritual home. So we've adopted this name because we think that captures the heart of Christ for children.
But Russ realizes it's a God-sized project, and they can only accomplish it through his leading. So pray wisdom for the Baos and the Ugandan families in the future of these kids. Elsewhere, it's easy to grow discouraged by the progress that's been made in Haiti over the last 7 months. But Child Care Worldwide is focusing on the positive aspects. While the country's physical landscape may appear unchanged since the January earthquake, the spiritual climate has changed dramatically. Recently, 62 more Haitians came to Christ during Child Care's evangelical meetings, bringing the number of people they've witnessed turning to Christ to 600. Pray they'll continue to reap a harvest. And finally, kids in impoverished countries rarely get new toys, let alone basic necessities. So Kids Alive International just sent a container to the Dominican Republic of three playground sets. And that's not all. Kids Alive's Brian Veen says
it included 250 backpacks, the majority of which are going to Haiti to supply our children there and allow them to go to school in the fall. Many of these children are refugees from the recent earthquake disaster.
As the island of Hispaniola continues to piece itself together, a return to school helps restore a sense of normalcy. In both countries, Veen says,
the kids in our programs are given all of the basic needs, healthcare, food, and education. And at the same time, we're teaching them about the love of Christ in their lives. Ultimately, we hope that these kids will grow up as mature members of their own community and that they'll have the opportunity to give back to children just like themselves.
The container also included 150 desks, allowing 100 more kids in the Dominican Republic to attend school. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God, by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. The book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive, as well as many other questions? Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.